1-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Phoenix.
And strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here. Yes, eight in a row for the Mariners. The roll continues. How about that last night? They sweep the road trip. Perfection on the road trip. They sweep the A's. They sweep the Angels. Unbelievable. They are just rolling. We're going to dive into the game in just a moment, have all the highlights for you. Lots of reactions, some really good stuff coming your way about the game last night. Mariners win another close one. We've talked so much about the offense for good reason. The top scoring team in September coming into the game last night, but the pitching has been fabulous as well, and the pitching was outstanding last night. Iwakuma again. The rotation continues to roll. The bullpen was outstanding as well, and the Mariners get the win over the Angels. And you look at the wild card standings, the Mariners take a leap over the Yankees, 1.5 games back from the second wild card. The Tigers, a half game ahead of the Mariners. The Blue Jays hold the second wild card. The Mariners just 1.5 back. And guess who comes to Safeco Field starting on Friday? First, the Houston Astros for 3, and then the Blue Jays after that for 3. Safeco Field is going to be the place to be, and the Mariners added to it. So to celebrate the 8-game winning streak, you can get your tickets now to celebrate 8 in a row. $8 view reserve tickets for this homestand, for this weekend against the Houston Astros. Yeah, you heard that right. $8 view reserved tickets. You should get on that because this weekend is going to be sensational. In fact, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think Kings Court is just sensational. One of the most unique atmospheres in all of sports. And one of my favorite moments is when Felix Hernandez first walks out of the bullpen and makes that slow stroll across the field during pregame, and the music is blaring and Kings Court is on their feet, and the atmosphere starting right then is just fabulous. And I can't help but think what Friday night at Safeco Field is going to be like in that moment. Picture a full house. Picture Kings Court already on their feet when he steps out onto that field for the first time to make his way to the dugout. What that atmosphere is going to be like at Safeco Field is going to be sensational. Picture a packed house. Picture everyone on their feet as the Mariners will go for their 9th win in a row. Who knows where they'll be in terms of games back at that point. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but they could be right on the cusp. But there will be a lot to play for this weekend, and it starts on Friday, and it will start the moment Felix Hernandez makes the walk to that dugout. And that moment in my mind has just been dancing in my head. I can't wait to be there on Friday for that, and I hope you are too. I hope to see you this weekend as the Mariners take on the Astros. When you show up this weekend, make sure to say hi at Gary Hill Jr. on Twitter. You can wave, point your, tell me your section. I'll wave to you. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun weekend for sure. Iwakuma on the hill for the Mariners, and he was dynamite in this ball game. The Mariners didn't have much going offensively in this ball game. Iwakuma did get some help though defensively.
Pitch to Ortega. Swing. Ground ball off the top of the mound. Cano to his right to backhand. He's got it. Steps on the back for 1. The throw to first, and it's in time for 2. Robbie Cano got to that ball at the same time he got to the bag. Stepped on the pillow for the out on Crone, and with his momentum going out toward left field, wheeled around, fired a strike to Vogelbach at first in time to double up Ortega. A 4-3 double play. And the Angels have two outs here in the bottom of the second. The wizardry of the veteran second baseman, Robinson Cano, and he does it again.
So smooth. He's having a really great year. We've talked about his offensive exploits a lot for good reason, but defensively, he's having an excellent year as well when you break down the numbers. And just all the way around, he's having a tremendous season, a great play right there. The Angels did take the lead in the third inning on a rare Iwakuma wild pitch. So the Angels a 1-0 lead heading to the fifth, and then one big swing. The Mariners tie it up.
Here's the pitch on the way to Kyle Seager. A swing and a drive deep to right field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager with his 29th home run of the year has just tied this game over the tall wall in right field, number 29 for Kyle. It's now the Mariners 1, the Angels 1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Kyle jumping on the first pitch.
Number 29 on the season, and he's getting closer to 5 in September. 5 homers in April, 5 in May, 5 in June, 5 in July, 5 in August, and now 4 in September. He's got 29 on the season. That was a big one to tie up the score at that point. So 1-1 is the count into the seventh inning. Iwakuma was just dealing at that point, just allowing that one run. That was it. And then the Mariners take the lead on a laser.
The pitch.
Swing, a line drive shot, muscled left field with a small wall, and it is over the fence. Gone, home run. Back-to-back nights for Nelson Cruz. One swing has given the Mariners the lead. It's number 37 for Nelson Cruz, and it's now 2-1 Mariners.
37th of the season for Nelson Cruz. It breaks the tie. The Mariners take the lead 2-1 in the seventh. Now the Angels would threaten. In the bottom of the inning, Iwakuma gets chased, but the bullpen comes on, and the bullpen was outstanding in this one. Well, Helmsen gets out of trouble, pitches two-thirds, innings clean. Cishek comes on, pitches one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. And by the way, it's been kind of quiet, but you look at what Cishek has done since returning from the disabled list, activated on the 19th of August, pitching for the first time on the 20th of August. And you look now since then, a 1.80 ERA, a 1.94 batting average against, and he's been scoreless in 10 of his last 11 outings, or 10 of the 11 outings in that stretch. He's really been locked down. He's been pitching now in high leverage situations. This is a third straight one-run game he's pitched in. And then the Mariners had the pleasure of handing things over to Edwin Diaz, who needed all of 10 pitches to finish off the Angels.
The 1-0 pitch, swing and a pop-up into shallow center field, going out. Marte coming in, Martin. It is going to be Marte. He makes the catch, and the Mariners have now won 8 in a row, their fourth longest winning streak in the history of the franchise. They win it tonight, 2-1 over the Angels here in Anaheim. They sweep the Angels in the three-game series. Edwin Diaz, his 16th save of the year for Sugar. How sweet it is, and the Mariners come away with their 8th consecutive victory.
8th straight win, a 2-1 victory over the Angels. Iwakuma win number 16, Diaz save number 16. Mariners, their offense has been scorching, just 6 hits in this one, but 2 of them solo home runs. Seager 29, Cruz 37, and that was the win. The Mariners take it over the Angels 2-1. Here's the skipper, Scott Servais.
No, I'm really happy. I will definitely. Awesome outing by Kuma. Our starting pitching continues to roll. It's been fun to watch. It's certainly happening at the right time. And you know, not a ton of offense tonight. A couple big homers, obviously. Sieg and Nelly's had a heck of a road trip. So. Bullpen was really solid tonight. It needed to be. There wasn't that much room for error. Just outstanding trip. Can't say enough. Guys are really, really confident, really happy. The energy's up. Should be a really fun homestand going.
Scott, you said you wanted to get home with meaningful games, and that these last 6 were important for that?
They really were. And, you know, these teams in our division, we know them very well. They know us very well. You know, it's a couple tight ones over and over again. You know, tight one here tonight. It's nice to see guys. We just play. We're really loose. We're having fun. That's the way it should be. You know, this game, we get all uptight and every right on every pitch. But you got to enjoy it, and we certainly are.
Scott, you talked about how hard it is to win one game, to win six in a row on the road like this. What does it say about
that? We're just focusing on the game. That's the key. You know, when we got on the plane, you know, you're thinking, just keep winning the series, win series, win series. And you win the first cup, why not sweep it? And that's kind of been our attitude and the mentality with this club. And just everybody's doing their part. It's the starters, it's the bullpen, it's even the guys that are coming in off the bench, just doing their job.
How does that manifest itself early? When you come into the clubhouse, what are you seeing right now?
Guys can't wait to get to the ballpark. That's what you're hoping for in September. You know, guys want to go to the park. You never want to be in a position where, oh, God, I got to go to work today. You know, we all have those days, but not at this time of year. We're looking forward to it. You know, whether it's the crazy thing your teammates are going to say or do or whatever, you got to get there. And that's where our guys are right now.
Hey, Iwakuma hit a little bit of a rough spot about a couple weeks ago. The last couple, it looks like he's pulled it back together.
He dialed it up. He was really focused tonight. You can see the look in his face. The preparation with Kuma is always there. But tonight, even the first and third inning, you know, he's very good and get methodical of slowing the game down. It's almost to the point it drives you crazy. Let's mm-hmm. go. But that's what he does. He slows it down. He executes pitches. And, you know, that inning could have got away from it, and it did.
He's really kind of in the glue.
Sorry?
He's kind of been the glue for this rotation.
He really has all year. He's been our most consistent guy. He's taken the ball, you know, every fifth day. Gives us a chance to win, and I think a lot of him, you know, for how he goes about his business. And, you know, he leads in his own way. He's not the vocal leader, but, you know, guys really look up to him.
Is this the biggest homestand of the season right now that you're going into? I mean, just where you're at? And
we're just going to have fun. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to keep playing ball. And, you know, we're playing against good teams. You know, we've had a tough time with Houston this year. Toronto's got a very good club. So, you know, we'll show up. Day off is well-deserved. Guys are looking forward to that. But, you know, we'll show up. Should be a fun weekend.
But you feel like you're playing your best baseball.
We're playing our best baseball at the right time. And, you know, as teams get rolling and, you know, the stakes get a little bit higher, we're not looking at it that way. We're just playing, and guys are doing their job.
The Mariners rotation doing their job, a 1.41 ERA in their last eight starts. It's just been one after another during this winning streak. I mean, when you have the highest scoring team in baseball in September, you couple that with that rotation, the bullpen pitching well, not a surprise. They are just winning night after night after night, eight in a row. Chris Iannetta, it was very interesting in the post game. Here's what he had to say. I think some really good stuff.
You know, you have things like this when you come down the stretch and you want to get hot and you want to get momentum. It starts with energy. You know, we play a lot of teams that are kind of lacking that because they're out of it or they're struggling on their own. But if you can out energy guys, if you're dug out, you get the young guys chirping, you get everyone chirping, you know, manufacture some energy, and the dugout carries over. I think you saw that start in Oakland. You know, we had some guys on the bench really get the rest of the guys going, and it's paid off.
Is that different from early? I mean, I know there's always been an energy, but how different? How is that different now that you guys are in the stretch that you're in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. To put that much, you know, energy into some, and sometimes it's difficult. You know, it really is. It's a grind. But when you're coming down the stretch and you're in a playoff race, it's a lot easier. You know, there's a lot on the line. There's a lot to play for. You know, there's no pressure on us right now. You know, the pressure's on everyone else. You know, we're making a run. We expect to win, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, we're chasing. There's no pressure.
Kyle said that you're one of the guys they kind of look to. You've been there. You know how this works. What do you tell them?
I had a conversation with Kyle when we went into Oakland. I said, you want to know how to start a run? I said, you start with an intention. You know, you got to get everyone believing in something, even if it's a joke. You know, in 2007 with the Rockies, when we made that historic run, we started joking around and saying, oh, let's just win out. You know, the chances of that are astronomical. But it started with that, and we had a big doubleheader where we won both games. We had a walk-off by Todd Helton against the Dodgers, and it was, you know, we won a couple more games. And after a while, those jokes became a little more serious, and the energy started building. And we just felt like we couldn't lose. We knew when we stepped on the field that day, we were going to win. And there was a few games that we were down six or seven runs early in that stretch, and we knew that we were going to come back because we had that type of offense, and we had that pitching that would hold it. And it's the same situation here. You know, Kyle and I were talking about it. I said, look, let's get the young guys going. Let's get everyone chirping, and let's manufacture some energy. Let's set the intention that we're going to win some games, and let's see what happens. And I think it's paid off.
Lesser back on the baseball. Steve Cishek, see him come in, heart of the order right there. He's had his ups and downs, but to dominate again.
Yeah, being able to keep guys off balance, being able to get some swings and misses, get some miss hit balls is really big right there. You know, you face the meat of the order, which has been, you know, really tough for us. We've handled the majority of the lineup pretty well throughout the year, but those first four or five guys we've battled against, rightfully so. They're some of the best hitters in the game, you know, with Trout and Pujols up at the top. Escobar's having a great year, and Cole Calhoun, I still believe, is one of the most underrated players in mid-baseball. And then they have C.J. Cron back, who's, you know, got a ton of power, good play coverage. He can do some damage at any given time. So those five guys make it really difficult, and he did a good job against them.
Chris Iannetta, really good stuff there, I thought, especially recalling his Rocky days and some of the conversations they've had, including with Kyle Seager. Seager, a nice play defensively as well, a really nice play on Pujols in the ball game.
The pitch, swing and a broken bat, ground ball wide to third, diving stop by Seager, gets up, spin move, throws the first in time to rob Pujols of a hit, and that will retire the side. Kyle Seager off to his left, sliding for it. He slid on his left knee, then a 360 spin move. He got up and he fires the first in time.
And of course, the home run as well. Here's what he said after the game.
I was looking for a pitch, you know, we're trying to, you know, the game, you know, Kuma was throwing the ball really well, you know, we really hadn't too many sparks, nothing really had happened thus far on us offensively, so just trying to be aggressive and, you know, hopefully make something happen, and thankfully it worked out.
Well, you guys have kind of done it in every single way you could in this winning streak so far. I mean, what are you seeing and why are you seeing it right now?
Yeah, just like you're saying, you know, we have this environment is really special right now. You know, I think it starts out there with Skip. You know, he's built this culture, and this is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of belief here. So I mean, we're not stressing. That's a big thing. That's something that's, you know, been pretty refreshing. It's been a fun, it's been a really, you know, clean, enjoyable environment. And you know, when you're having fun, you're going to play better, and you know, when you play better, you win. So it works out.
How would you learn 2 years ago when you guys were in this position playing these games down the stretch, and what's different now?
Well, you know, I think when you're in it, especially for the first time, you know, there's certainly some nervous energy, and it's not like we didn't make the postseason. So I mean, we didn't accomplish the goal we wanted to that year. So you know, there's some guys on here that have, you know, had the playoff experience. You know, I've spoke with Iannetta a few times about it. You know, he's kind of told me some about what the Colorado was doing, and you know, obviously, you know, Cruz and Cano have had a lot of time there. So I mean, there's guys that have, you know, been able to keep everything moving forward.
How much did what happened in that last day of the season kind of make you want that much more?
Yeah, you know, well, that's something to be said for that. You know, we, you know, to get ended and, you know, with, you know, what, four innings left in the game, you know, that's tough. You know, that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, and you know, it's something that you have to, you know, you continue to fight, and you understand that every game matters. And you know, a game you lose earlier, or a game you come back and win, you know, those add up in the end.
How big is Kuma again for you guys? It seems like he's kind of kept things
together. He's been phenomenal. You know, he's been throwing the ball real well for us. He's been so consistent throughout the whole season, I feel like. And you know, he was good tonight. He was great tonight. You know, they had a couple times where they even were putting up any kind of a threat, and he just, you know, he took care of it.
Not to put a bunch of pressure on, but can you think of a bigger series going back home, homestand like this? You guys are 1.5 games out, playing Astros, Blue Jays. Can you think of a bigger series of games that you played in a while?
The thing, a better series we've played in?
Yeah, a bigger series than you played in right now, like the importance of it.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty big one. Yeah. No, I mean, it is. Everything's important this time. You're playing teams that are, you know, in the hunt with you, and teams that are ahead of you. So, you know, that's something that, you know, you really have to, you know, focus in on. But, you know, we're going to maintain the same attitude. We're going to maintain the same energy and have fun with it.
There it is. Kyle Seager in the clubhouse talking about this one. So, off day today. Oh, off day. What are we all going to do? It's a long way to wait until Friday. But you really don't have to wait, because there is a lot of games impacting the Mariners today. And it starts at 10:10. The Twins and Tigers go at it. Hector Santiago will go for Minnesota, so that's interesting, against Pelfrey. That's a big one, obviously. You know, the Mariners can get a half game right there on the Tigers if the Twins can help out. And then at 4 o'clock today, Baltimore and Tampa Bay will play in Baltimore. You get to root for a local product. Blake Snell will take the ball for Tampa Bay. Mariners looking for some help there from the Rays. Yankees and Red Sox will square off at 4 o'clock. Tanaka will go for the Yankees, and that is in Fenway. A's and Royals will go at it again. And the A's, you know, since the Mariners swept the A's have won the first three against Kansas City. And the Mariners now hoping for something similar because the Blue Jays are in Anaheim now to take on the Angels. So Mariners are now hoping the Angels can turn it around and get a win or two against the Blue Jays. So that's a look at what will be a big day tomorrow. So we'll have a better idea when we talk on the podcast tomorrow about exactly what the landscape is and what the Mariners can do. I mean, there's a chance the Mariners can be the next team out of the wild card, you know, depending on what happens. I mean, they could be right there on the doorstep. Because there's a lot of teams that have to play tomorrow and then Friday with the early games. By the time the first pitch is thrown at Safeco Field on Friday, who knows where the Mariners will be. But Friday's going to be fun. So hope to see you at Safeco Field on Friday. Now, Taijuan Walker got all the attention for good reason 2 games ago. Complete game, strikeouts in double figures, a shutout, no walks, outstanding outing. Here is Shannon Dreher with Taijuan Walker talking about his outing.
Shannon Dreher in the clubhouse catching up with Taijuan Walker, who had just a fantastic game last night. And first of all, congratulations. I mean, I think everybody was thrilled to see what we saw out there. And, you know, the first question, you get into that, and you've got so much going on. You're reworking so many things, and just go ahead and add to the mix, oh, I've got a perfect game going, and I've got a no-hitter going. Yeah. But what impact did that part have on your game yesterday?
It felt good. And, a couple of days before my start, you know, I've been watching a lot of video and just really working on everything and, watching videos of, Arrieta and Clemens. And, I came in the next day and I was like, Mel, I think I got it. And so we're out there playing catch and everything just felt like kind of clicked and it felt really good. And so yesterday in the bullpen, everything was just feeling really good. And I was okay, if I could just stay right here, keep it like this, don't try to do too much, anything extra and just take this out to the mound, I'll be fine. And, went out there and was just aggressive, and then Z just did a heck of a job behind the plate, just keeping the hitters off balance, and he did a great job reminding me, every time I would get out of my mechanics a little bit, he would just remind me real quick, and the very next pitch I'd fix it.
Now, Z also told me that he really kind of encouraged, he said, I've been there, I've been to where I've had to rebuild things, and he said that he talked to you a little bit about that too.
Yeah, definitely, coming up, it's kind of tough, you have a way, you kind of stick with what got you there, and you have some success, and then you start to struggle, and that's when you kind of have to tweak a little bit of things here and there, and we wanted to try to fix things early in the year, but I think the fact that I've had success with what I was doing before, we didn't really push it too hard. A couple weeks ago, we finally was like, look, we got to do this. It's not just for the rest of the year, but, it's going to help for, just the long haul. It's going to keep you healthy, and, it's going to really make yourself that much better.
You said you watch videotape, and they were power pitchers. What are you looking for when you're watching a Clemens or an Arrieta?
Just their lower half, how they all kind of have a higher leg kick, which I'm working on. And they get a little bit of turn, and I think the biggest thing is they stay close for a really long time, and that's something I wasn't doing. I was flying open like early, and everything was just flat. And so the biggest thing was just watching how long they stay close, and just that little tilt that they had.
What does that feel like to you? I mean, they look like little things, but I can't imagine they feel like.
Yeah, it feels really weird, especially with my first start when I against Texas. I felt like I was out there pitching like Felix. I felt like I had a full turn, and I didn't feel like I was going to be able to throw the ball. I felt super closed off. But the more I worked on it, the more comfortable I got. And even through that first game, as the game went on, it got real comfortable. And yesterday, it just felt like a lot better. Still a little bit awkward, mm-hmm. just. getting used to still turning a little bit. Sometimes I wouldn't turn, and sometimes I'd get too quick, so I just got to keep reminding myself to get that turn, you know, and just stay back at the tail, keep close as long as possible.
I got to imagine that takes a long time for that just to become automatic and feel natural.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it takes, you know, I was in such a bad habit for a long time doing, you know, something for 2 years. And the fact that, you know, I was pretty happy with what, you know, what I did in 10 days and, you know, just to take and have success with it. And then to see the results too, you know, that early, you know, when me and Mel first sat down and talked, we were like, you know, it's going to be a struggle the first couple of times. You know, it's going to be a struggle for a while. And the fact that, you know, had a decent start the first time and then the second time around, you know, it was really good. So I was a little surprised, but it felt good.
To be able to do it right now, too, is probably pretty important. And it takes that much more guts to try and do it right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, 3 weeks left and, you know, we're in the hunt and, you know, we had a 6-game winning streak and I didn't want to be that guy to break up the winning streak. And but, you know, I think the biggest thing is everyone has a lot of confidence right now. And I think everyone's picking each other up and, you know, everyone's just rubbing off on each other. And I think that definitely helped a lot. You know, I really had a lot of confidence going in yesterday just because the atmosphere in the clubhouse and the dugout, you know, and just winning. It's, you know, I feel like that really helped me a lot.
Well, thank you, Taiwan.
Yeah, of course.
And John Wetland one more time set. And here comes the 2-2 pitch to Edgar Martinez now. And the fastball swung on and hit the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back and it is get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It is a grand